For Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Order now at acegutters.com.au.
Quick as, they know freight. Quickas.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Ma on SEN.
I'll just film a couple of the deliveries from Nick Riewoldt. Left arm sort of smooth. No, I wouldn't call it fast.
Left arm over.
Left arm over. And then Dermot. Dermot found himself in first slip. Now, I don't know how that happened. I really don't know.
Well, clearly he put his hand up and said, I'm the slip specialist.
Well, he's actually waiting for a back operation. He's having a back operation.
Right, so he didn't want to do too much moving.
Didn't want to do too much moving. And unfortunately for Dermot, I managed to capture on film a very easy drop catch.
So that's an issue because Dermot Brereton, and I have this on first-hand experience, Bob, if he thinks you've done something that's not of a very high standard in a social game of cricket, he will let you know about it.
He heckled me last year, sledged me.
We're
on the same team.
Well, I got that 2 years ago from him. I got exactly the same thing.
How did you respond? Because my leg is wilted.
I was fragile for that. He said I should have come in. I had to go and have an ACL after it. That's why my knee was preventing me to get to the loose ball. He puts down an absolute soda, and he's going again, we're led to believe. He's going to front up for another game of cricket. And it's with great joy that the great Dermot Brereton joins us for the first time in 2020. Hello, Derm.
Oh, my God. You two are both gluttons for punishment. How are you, boys? Happy New Year.
Hello, Derm. Happy New Year, mate.
Tell us about the one that you grassed off Nick.
Oh, mate, I'd love to say it felt like it left the hand of Jeff Thompson. It was scorching. It was sizzling. No, mate, it was a soda, and I dropped it. I grasped it.
What was the response from the left arm, the blonde Autobahn?
I don't know. I couldn't stop laughing. But then when I looked at Kingy's vision, Nick turned his back on it and walked off. Everyone was having a laugh except for Nick.
he would have forced Dermot, he would have forced himself to see the funny side of it at some stage, I hope.
Eventually. Yes. He's a very competitive young man, that Nicholas. He bowls all right, though. He bowls nice little gentle sort of out-swinging to the right-hander, in-swinging left-armers, good height. Yeah, he's a good little bowler, yeah.
Well, we're just happy that you can still play a game of cricket because when we saw you at the end of last year, your back was shot to pieces. So
the good news, Andy, is it's gone downhill since then.
So where are you at with that?
No, I'm 17 days off having a fairly intrinsic type of operation on the spine. I'm getting two separate areas fused. And I'm still at this stage when they've got to nick off a plethora of bone spurs, but they'll see if I need the rod. They've got most of the information they need, but I'm a 50-50 whether they put a rod through it at the moment. So it's probably, for all the dozens of operations I've had, it's probably the one I have to exercise the most cautious approach with. It's the most serious operation I'll ever have.
Well, we are in this little humble and small family of ours. Wish you all the very best. Tell us about, before you go in for that, tell us about this game of cricket that you've got coming up. When is it? It's coming up pretty soon, isn't it? Another one?
Well, I'd like to not depart from the injury scene at the moment and relive from 2 years ago when you put your knee down like all fieldsmen in the deep. You put your knee down to get behind a ball that was running along the ground. It went straight through your hands. It was on the ground, Mark. It went straight through your hands, hit you on the side of the knee and bounced backwards. You went down as if you'd been blow darted with a pin that had been dipped in sexy needle blood. And you screamed and rolled around. And you
said, knee operation.
We had to say to you, no, Andy, it's a bruise.
I boldly fronted up a couple of months later and ran a marathon on that dodgy knee, and it's still no good. But anyway, tell us about the game of cricket that you've got coming up. It's for a pretty good cause, isn't it?
Look, it's fantastic. The Mornington Peninsula, as we know, it's had some really good sports people grow up there and reside there. And it's quite famous for, you know, it's cricketers. It's quite famous for its footballers. And there were two teams. I think it was Pines and somebody else. Pines Footy Club, I think it was, said, well, we'll play such and such and we'll raise a few bob, another football team, cricket team, and we'll raise a few bob for the bushfire appeals. And they ended up getting the MPCA, which is the Cricket Association, which I don't know anymore. I know it used to have the most participants of any cricketing association in the Southern Hemisphere. It's a huge cricketing body. They have got in line with the MPNFL, Morning Peninsula Nepean Football League, and they're basically running a 10-10, eight teams, 10 overs per game. It's a knockout competition. Some of the players, the Bears playing, Whitey, how'd they go the other night? They're out now, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're finished. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, they're cooked. Well, he's playing. Johnny Hastings is having a trundle. Well, he'll probably be off two steps. Nick Jewell, he's playing. He played for Victoria. Bryce McGain played. Yeah, he was unfortunate. He fronted up and bowled to A.B. de Villiers in good form that test he played. So he's a bit stiff that day. But, yeah, so they've got those guys. There's quite a few good footballers that are playing. So it's down at Warilla Drive, two ovals, a back-to-back, so a gold coin donation to get in. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow, come down, and it all goes to the bushfire appeals. But they're going straight to, given all the problems of, the examinations that have taken place over the last few days, week or so, it's going straight, I think it's the Metung Lions Club. So, and they are doling out the money directly to those people that are in absolute necessity. The situation is necessitous, and they have to get some money in the pocket so they can basically get on with their lives in a stilted and stunted fashion to get them back on their feet.
Hey, Derm, am I right in saying that Sir Ian Botham will be umpiring this match?
He is, and as you aware, Beefy and I are pretty good mates. If I shoulder arms and I let it go through outside off stump and I miss it by 3 feet, if there is a murmur of an appeal, I won't survive that appeal. And he'll take great delight. He's told me many, many times that he would have loved to have played sport against me. He reckons he would have kicked my ass no matter what it was. I know one sport he would have. He will take great delight in sending me on the way. So well, I hope I don't get him umpiring.
If for no other reason, that should draw thousands of people out, the prospect of that with their gold coin donation to see if that actually takes place. Good on you for being part of it and all the other lads who are throwing their reputations and skills behind it. Let's hope they raise some money to help those people out. If we don't speak to you in the next couple of weeks, good luck with that operation, Derm. We hope it goes as well as you hope it can possibly go, mate. We wish all the very best.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. And I must say, I'm staggered that you two are in there. I thought you two were absolute Monties to be front and centre behind the biggest placard of that bloody crappy climate change thing that's going on this afternoon. You two greenies, you make me sick.
Hey, the three of us, Derm, let's put our swords down. The three of us are just bird lovers at heart. So
we want to save the birds.
I've got a new one for you, Mari.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got a new favourite call.
Go on.
The butcher bird. The butcher bird has a beautiful call. I know you like the currawong. The butcher bird has a beautiful call.
Are you prepared to have a crack at it before we let you go?
Great
work. Good on you, Derm Brereton. 7-Eleven's freshly ground coffee, just $1. Let's find out what's making news with Hobbsy.